Kevin Jardel held high state positions in the Frank Murkowski administration before becoming a lobbyist at the end of 2006. He was deputy administration commissioner and then served as the governor's communications director and legislative director. Also on Jardel's resume is almost 5 years as legislative aide for former Anchorage Republican Representative Joe Green, a strong proponent of moving the legislative session out of Juneau. Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford voted to hire Jardel. He says Jardel's work on the issue isn't a concern.
If he felt that way back in the 90s, he doesn't feel that way anymore.
The Assembly voted 6-3 on the motion to hire Jardel as the new lobbyist, with members Karen Crane, Jesse Keel, and Lauren Jones voting no. As a lobbyist, Jardel made over $380,000 plus expenses last year. One of his 11 current clients is ExxonMobil Corporation, which pays Jardel almost $12,000 a month. Another client is Juneau One, the owner of Juneau's Department of Labor and Workforce Development building, also known as the Plywood Palace. Members Keel and Jones say representing both Juneau One and the CBJ is a potential conflict of interest. Here's Assemblymember Keel.
Lobbyists need to be able to represent all of their clients with equal vigor and equal integrity. And I think that one of his clients, which owns the Department of Labor building, is too strong a conflict with the city's support for a new state office building that was proposed a couple years ago and hopefully will be in the works again. So I didn't feel like that was a situation that would work.
Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz was the prime sponsor of a bill in 2009 that would have built a new state office building in Juneau on Alaska Mental Health land.
I would hope that Kevin would consider moving beyond representing Juneau One. Of course, I can't. I don't have a say. I don't have any direct contact with him or around those issues. But if he is truly going to advocate for the city of Juneau, I would hope that he would consider that in terms of who his other clients are.
Mayor Sanford says a conflict of interest question was put before all five lobbyist finalists during interviews, and they all answered the same way.
They had to abide by the conflict of interest rules that were out there, and they would make sure that if they had some issue that was a conflict between two of their clients, they would talk to both of us, and they wouldn't handle the issue for one of them or the other.
Sanford says he doesn't think Jardel has any current conflicts with the city and borough of Juneau. Assemblymember Mary Becker made the motion at Saturday's special assembly meeting to contract with Jardel. She says she was impressed with Jardel's plans.
He wants to build more of an assembly relationship in the Capitol building. I don't think we've done a lot of that. We meet with the governor and we meet with our local, you know, our three legislators, but we don't actually go into the finance committees with our lobbyists and talk. So that was something that was appealing to me that I thought would be a real good idea.
Jardel's proposed annual fee is $55,000. Sanford says that fits into the city's current budget, but the terms of the contract have yet to be determined. Jardel currently serves on the CBJ's Docks and Harbors Board. Jardel has never lobbied for city government before. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.